Okay, so let's look at that meditation. So, as with all things, right? As you know, I don't really have a plan. But in particular, I did have a plan. I always have a bloody plan because my mind's like that. But I always abandon my plans because they never really work. So I did have a plan. But when I was sitting down, so we're sitting down, we're chatting. I start fiddling with my music. And again, none of that's planned. So for some reason, I start to play Stairway to Heaven, and that's quite a nice feeling about it, and I like that, that's quite good. Then I jump from that to Afternoon Delight, and Stalin vocal band. And there's something about the kind of dreamy, kind of relaxed state that it felt like we were all in. So I didn't want to do some very dramatic meditation that interrupted that, but I did want to kind of move us forward a little bit. And then I play the track called The Return of the King, from just part of the soundtrack of and it's a soundtrack of Lord of the Rings, the third film of Lord of the Rings. So beautiful piece of music, I think. So that's partly why I'm playing it. But also because it's about endings and beginnings. And right now in this path of the fool in particular, obviously next time is very much about endings and beginnings, because it's the end of the course, you know. But this path is about endings and beginnings. It's about the return to Ketta and the new impulse arising out of Ketta. So the particular piece of music is very much about it's right at the end of the film, when Aragorn, son of Arathorn, becomes king, and a new cycle begins. The third age of Middle Earth comes to an end, and the fourth age begins. And it had that kind of energy about it. So still don't quite know what the meditation is going to be, because I'm just sort of, music finishes, I'm sitting. And then I just have the feeling, okay, well, we descend, we'll go into the forest, and then we find ourselves back in the forest that we began in. So we're back in the landscape that we began this journey, in the forest along the white path, going to the, and first of all, I thought, I wonder if we're going to revisit the castle and explore the castle again as a way of summing up. That's really, that could work, you know. So but we go to the castle, we go to the lake rather, and we see the castle and the mound, and immediately it doesn't feel like it is about going there, but it is about remembrance, about deep remembrance, and absorbing the journey that has been undertaken. And then as I'm sitting there with that, then I suppose, maybe that's what we're going to do, and then we'll just come gently out again. But then what happened is that there was a total shift, and the castle and the lake vanished, and then this great mound appeared. And then there's this pathway going up along the mound that's created. It's a little bit like Footsteps of the Fool, because it's almost created by us walking the path. And this journey is a new journey, a beginning place, a new place. And it is rather like the Footsteps of the Fool, because it's disorientating. I lost awareness of direction, and I'm the only thing that happens is to keep following this path of flowers. And then there's a figure confronts me with in a sort of hooded grey cloak, a silver grey cloak, who reaches out a hand with a flame. And then there's a question, do you clasp the hand with the flame? And of course I did. And then there's a enormous kind of shift of energy. And within the mound, which is a sort of resonating place, it's almost like as much as it's a visual place, it's also a soundscape. And there are all these kind of, again, silver, slightly luminous rocks with spiral carvings and rings, ring marks, cap and ring marks everywhere. And this sense of everything spiraling and lots of potential, paths going in all kinds of different directions in time and space. And really not knowing where to go. And then feeling the mark upon my hand where the spiral flame has been. and that igniting, and then that shows the way, and that took me down into a place where this sleeping woman who is suspended between life and death bears the image of a golden and silver spider on her brow, and there are threads leading everywhere. And there's something about this place of descending into the place where there is life and death, the opposites at peace, being between. And then the final piece of that was the finding my own particular thread, following that thread into the creatrix, into this vast presence, who in her stillness and activity continues to generate the world. And then from that we then went into the creation chant of E-I-R-U, and then came out of it with another song from the Lord of the Rings thing. So that was the journey.
The
round table was in the castle. So as we were sitting by the castle, I described the journey of the castle. So we didn't go into the castle, but the journey of the castle was described. The round table and the grail, the sword and the spear. So that was a place of remembrance, and then of moving on beyond it into this kind of new place. The lovely bit in the song, which some of you might have caught, there's a chant in the song, the first song I did, before we enter the meditation. So I just thought I'd read you, because it's in Quenya, which is a language that Tolkien created, and it goes like this. Etiralo endorena utulien. Sinome maruven ahildinyaten ambermeta. Out of the great sea to Middle Earth I am come. In this place I will abide, and my heirs unto the ending of the world. It's the speech of the king who returns. And the point of that particular meditation, really, which is a gentle meditation, it really is about the energy of ending and beginning, the return to the deep, and the manifestation of the new path. So that really was what that meditation was all about. So, anything to ask or to say about the meditation before we break for a cup of tea?
Not about meditation, but about something from earlier.
Yeah, go on.
I think you said that it's fire, the first element that appears.
Not exactly. Air normally is the first element. So air is the breath of the beginning, which then is like a friction, which then ignites. You know, so it's air is the first movement normally. So basically, the way that the normal sequence of the elements goes, breath is the beginning. That's why it's in the east. Then sparks into fire. Then water arises in contrast to fire, and then it's all consolidated in earth. So it goes air, fire, water, earth normally.
I noticed that I held back in that meditation inside. I couldn't let go into it. I don't know why quite.
Mm-hmm.
And when we returned to the horrid old castle,
it's all right. You didn't have to go into it. You may.
I did go into it.
Oh, did you go into it? God, you didn't have to. In fact, you weren't even intended to. You must be keen, yes.
I'm a grown-up now. I'm not frightened of you. Okay. Yeah, it was quite a strange feeling. I didn't... understand. I don't think I was meant to understand, but I wasn't trying to.
No.
Just being in it. I'm just not opening to it. Just not pushing it away exactly, but just
fair enough,
falling back and not knowing quite why. Okay, I'm looking at all of this, whatever it is I'm looking at. It's all very vague and hearing you talk. Just not pushing back. I don't know why. I'm puzzled.
Okay, let's have a cup of tea, and then we'll, after tea, I'll attempt to draw it all back together.